So one of the traditions come Thanksgiving is a Link Beatty think piece on how to deal with your racist relatives. And I am now a new fan, and I know you guys will know, and I just didn't know, of Jeb Lund, who writes, I guess, for The Guardian. Do you know him? Of him?
No, I don't know.
I've heard of him.
Oh, man, he's good. So he's going to take the, you know, the role of the acerbic pundit who has a master of the turn of phrase. He writes in the Rolling Stone, tips for dealing with fake racist uncle think pieces this Thanksgiving.
It's a meta piece.
Instead of arguing with the relatives, pick a fight that deserves winning. A fight over fried turkeys. You can measure, he writes, the cultural change via the straw men we used to complain about it. The 80s and 90s, what is the deal with airline food, disappeared along with the airline food itself and evolved into everyone having some shtick about taking their shoes off in the security line or seeing their MacBook crushed by a reclining seat. Aiming for the fattest targets, the complaints always miss the right ones, veering hackily away from the real enemy. You can see the same thing at work with Thanksgiving. And, of course, we've all seen a huge number of pieces on how to argue with your relatives this Thanksgiving. He says, for much of the 2000s, you could have joined a kind of generalized complaint about how much Thanksgiving sucks, which was hackneyed the moment it began. Mostly this took the form of assignment padding pieces penned 30 minutes before vacation time saying, why having to use a rental car and go to a suburb of 80,000 people to eat 12 pounds of food with my mom is basically a trail of tears. The underlying tone was a great derisive snorting about the provincialism to which the writer was about to be subject. It conveyed the sense that the worst part of Thanksgiving was being forced to return to the thing that had been escaped and that could in no way define the writer who is now a being from a brighter place. So I agree. I've seen a lot of upworthy headlines about your relatives. He says it's ridiculous to assume that even if you disagree that you're going to have three bullet points from an article that's going to change everybody's point of view.
And I bet people click.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, I've avoided. I'm proud of myself. I'm like intentionally like grit my teeth and go, I will not click that.